dancing in the courts of the king. No one understood that the agenda of that dancing was to cut off the head of John the Baptist. You pray this prayer with boiling anger. Every power asking for my head in a charger. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. The one asking for my head in the charger. Deal with that power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every evil star that followed my father's house, I am not your candidate. Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year I shall have no covenant with sorrow. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare that no covenant with sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful time before you. I will praise your name for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the transforming power, the changing power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the benefits of the sacrifice made at Calvary. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, minister to us. Meet us at the point of our needs. Change our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy to the life of some persons. This year is 2007. 7 is a sign of completion and rest and fulfillment. Look at somebody straight in there. Say, my friend, those who laughed at you before, shall come to laugh with you. In the name of Jesus, say it to 7 persons. In the name of Jesus, you shall
shall do the right thing at the right time.
Oh, so no, don't have to so stop, Lord, for Jesus.
The real home is built by a man and a woman join the marriage and their children.
Oju lowo ile gangan ohun la gbe kale nipa toko ta ti aya ba dara papo ti won ba bere si ni bimo.
The home is really the foundation of a strong nationhood.
Ile tabi ile ohun ni ipele ta mo orilede to lagbara ka.
This is the main reason why the devil delights in attacking it.
Ijire gan ti esu se nife lati ma gbogun ti
lore ore. The devil knows that if he can successfully penetrate, infiltrate and destroy the home, the nation is doomed completely.
Esu mo pe to ba le wole sinu awon idile to n si lorun sinu awon idile gbogbo orilede patapata o ti daru.
The devil knows that one very well.
Esu mo ile daadara.
The devil knows that the home is the foundation of civilization.
Esumo wi pe awon idile ohun ni ipele olaju.
And that if this go on there, well, this will go on right anywhere.
Ati pe ti nkan ba lonu gbaligba ninu awon idile nkan lonu gbaligba ni awon agbe to ku.
The naked truth.
Otito to koro.
Which any honest man of God will tell you.
Eyi to je pe otise Olorun to ba jo looto yo so fo.
Is that the devil has achieved a great success in his agenda of home destruction.
Oni wi pe esu o ti ni aseyori ni lanla ninu bipa awon idile je.
We who are involved in the ministry of solution, evangelism, prayer, deliverance, counseling, we hear and see so many terrible things.
Awa to je pe a kopa ninu ise iranse ijinrere adura ati itusile a ma gbo opolopo nkan nipa igbani nimoran.
Why should a marriage after 30 years, 40 years, you now go to court and say, I want divorce?
It is a total jabbing place, Piago. Let you Ogbodu, Ogojiodu, oh, and Losilia, you're most of our friend, Fula, Waka.
It's like what I told you here some time ago.
Would have been too suffering in the back already.
When a man of 75 took his wife, a 70-year-old woman, to court who was seeking for divorce.
Nigga, Tia, Purito, Tia, or the man of Dini, or Gori.
And the judge said, ah, but how long have you been married?
I
said, 40 years. Why do you want to dissolve it now? The old man said, dissolve it. Why?
She
was a 21-year-old girl.
Nitori omobirin odun mokanlelogun.
Younger than their last daughter.
Eyi to kere si abigba yin won.
Has captured the man.
O ti mu baba.
Why?
Eyi ti se.
The other time, a parent dragged a couple to you.
Nigba kan ri awon obi kan won gbe awon loko laya kan to le wa.
5 years of marriage.
Ìgbéyàwó ọlọ́dún márùn-ún.
No sex one day.
Wọ́n tí ìjọ ní àṣepọ̀ láàrin lọ́kọláya lọ́jọ́ kan rí.
And I asked the lady, what happened?
Wọ́n bèèrè lọ́wọ́ ọmọbìnrin ọ̀hún pé kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀.
Said, right from the day of the wedding, immediately they entered the marriage to the house, the man will wear 3 or 4 trousers and will face the world.
Ó ní látọjọ́ táwọn ti ṣègbéyàwó, ọkọ yìí yóò wọ ṣòkòtò mẹ́ta.
And it went on for 5 years. She couldn't go back home to tell her parents because her parents told her not to marry the man. And I told the man, what's happening? Oh, yes, she misbehaved, so I'm disciplining her.
O si wa wo nitori be o be je biya.
That's a brazen and strong attack against the home now.
Ogola to si gbona jojo lo wa to dide si awon idile bayi.
And if we keep quiet, I will not take some aggressive actions.
Baba si fete lepe ta ba gbegbe se to ni ipa.
We are looking for serious trouble.
Wahala gidi la wa.
When 201 witches gathered themselves in South Africa and were praying against Christian marriages, people did not take them seriously.
Nígbà tí gba ó lè kan àwọn àjẹkórajọpọ̀ ní ìlú South Africa tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gbàdúrà lòdì sí ìdílé onígbàgbọ́ àwọn ènìyàn mú ọlọ́kùnkúndùn.
They were not serious with prayers.
Oh, kọ́ bí alásàdúrà wọn.
Until marriage. families of Christians began to break and break and break in that place. Then they gathered and started praying. These days, more than at any other time, since I got born again, I've seen the worst domestic violence I've ever seen. Plenty of wife bashing and beating, including pastors bashing their wives to nonsense. There was even a pastor who, when he wanted to beat his wife, went to a corner and said, "Father Lord." I just need forgiveness for 5 minutes. So that I can panebeat this woman. Domestic violence. And even the other way around too. Wife beating up the husband. A friend of mine said a couple were on honeymoon. On the same Christian, the man is a pastor, the woman too is deaconess or something like that.
I want Christian wanted that to be Aya Ojetiakoni, of course, the only shabby
dog. Gave them a room in his flat for their honeymoon.
Oh, for any Yara continue Yarare, come on, Bafe, be a woman.
So at night, his small boy was knocking. Daddy, daddy, the couple that they're fighting, daddy, come out. So he said he came out. I was hearing, "Hey, don't kill me. Don't kill me. The woman was shouting, "Don't kill me. Don't kill me. So the man of God was knocking the door. Open. He did not open the door. So he jumping through the window. He almost collapsed. When he got there, it was a woman sitting on the man, bashing him. I was saying, "Don't kill me. Don't kill me. So it's both ways.
Torino, Zirani.
More than at any other time. We see believers, Bible carrying believers who claim to be born again, sacrifice spirit, falling flat into the sin of adultery.
Ali awoni babo, ti won bebele kola awoti dakubi ti won shubu gada ya sinu eshe panchada.
We have quite a lot of people with hidden wives all over the place.
As the more polopo eniyan ton ni yawo ton fi pamo kakiri.
Unbelievable unfaithfulness to their marriage vow. It's happening now.
I show that eniyan o ni gbagbo si eje igbeyawo won lo ma nsele lode oni.
If we just look at them ordinarily, apart from the divorce rate that's skyrocketing, then we're looking for trouble. If you're in this service, this is what I said, but I'm not married, you better listen very well. Listen very well to what we're saying this morning. That means you still have an opportunity to lay a good foundation. It is better for people to laugh at you for not getting married on time than for you to be unable to laugh because you are married. And I tell you something, beloved. This is also becoming rampant now. If a child of God marries a child of the devil, that child of God is sure to have serious problem with his father-in-law, who is the devil. And that marriage will either make you or mar your life unless you know what to do. And we used to say that the principle is purpose before partner. We used to say that the worst thing after hellfire is a bad home, a bad marriage. So great or whether you will not be great. The success of your life starts from your marriage. We need to pray of deliverance on the home. We need to cry to the heavens, oh God, deliver our homes. In addition, the devil is wasting children, and just wasting children. You can see a lot of wasted lives, wasted youth outside. Unfortunately, some pastors are not helping this matter. Sometimes when these parents call their children and say, you have to live a holy life, read the Bible, say, no, 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 there is that pastor on television. Look at the way he's dressing us, what I want to follow, so don't talk to me about holiness. We need to cry that the Lord should deliver our
home.
Why? Because the peace of the home is the peace of the nation. The peace, when the home is delivered, there will be progress and liberation in the church. When there is Christ, having Christ in the home is the secret of national peace, church peace, and progress and
well-being.
A delivered home will be a testimony, will be a blessing to the community. A delivered home will be a terror to the devil and a crucible for revival. And God's glory shines in delivered homes. Can you say, oh God, arise and deliver our homes? Even in Christendom, that Christian home is the backbone of the church, backbone of the nation, and the salt of civilization. The Christian home is where God first of all begins to display his power on earth. The joy of that home is the joy of your life. The peace of that home is the peace of your life. This is why the devil has converted Christian home to a great battleground. More than at any other time, beloved, we need the power of God in our marriage. We need the power of deliverance to be made bear on our marriages and homes. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, I read from verse 18. God has done a lot of creative things. When he passed through the quality control laboratory of the Almighty, the verdict was that they were all very good. All of a sudden, in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 2, the Bible identifies something that is not good. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. and whatsoever Adam called every living creature that was in him
thereof.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him. All the creatures were fighting before Adam. And Adam began to give them names. The cow came.
Maluwa.
So you are a cow.
Oniwo malu niyo.
Pason.
Kojano.
The dog came.
Ajano.
Bok bok bok.
Olo bo.
So you are a dog.
Oniwo ajano.
I'm packing.
Kojano ungo.
Gero.
Malo.
The snake came.
Ejo no wa.
Nyandrin.
Ome resili wo.
Yeah, the serpent.
Oni ijo niwo.
Gero. After this identification and the naming, identification and naming parade, the Bible says God could not find a helpmeet for Adam amongst those animals. Adam did not see a suitable helper in the dog, the snake, and the cow. All those young people that are here that are not married yet. On a daily basis, you see different people passing before you. You may find a dog in a Mercedes Benz.
I
say, hey, I want to marry this dog. When you marry the dog, to bite you to death. Sister, you may say a serpent in a three-piece suit. Tell us, same person. I love you. I love you. And you get bitten by the snake. This is what has happened now. A lot of people, they just wake up one morning and say, I love you, and that's it. It's like something my wife was saying at the convention. To marry a person because of beauty is to buy a house because of paint. Let's see how Adam got his wife. Verse 21. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the rib. And closed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had made, taken from the man, made it a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh shall become woman. Because he was taken out of man. Notice that Adam had no choice in this matter. God put him to sleep and made the person. I brought it to you. No home can survive without the power of this God. But where the problem starts sometimes is that we have a wrong concept about marriage, completely wrong concept. And wherever you have a wrong concept, you go into what the white man calls misconception. I said, why do you want to get married? I need somebody to be cooking for me.
Then
you don't need to marry. Just go to the restaurants and book
materials.
There are plenty of them around here now who are not interested in the service. They just want to sell of puff and bones, so everybody increases from the
service.
Plenty of them. Why do you want to marry the happy woman? Do you ask somebody? I need a man who will take very good care of me. There are some fathers who look after their daughters better than their husband. So that is why you want to marry. You marry for the wrong reason. But why do you want to marry? You want some people. I want children. Plenty of children. Wrong conception. And then trouble begins. I know a brother. 3 weeks for his wedding. He stopped washing his clothes. Was just storing his underwear, his trousers, his shirts in one corner. I said, bro, you're not washing your clothes. Since his son is coming to wash them. So the man is looking for a dry cleaner, a wash man. I want you to understand this. When you get married as a Christian, you are a couple on assignment. And you must not fail in that assignment.
Oh, the God of the ministry.
The first ministry in the Bible is not the ministry of the church, it's the ministry of marriage. That's why it is strange when people are multiplying wives. To take care of one wife properly, you need special anointing. When you now gather them together, you have plenty of them, then there is something wrong. It's very strange. There is an agenda of the enemy to destroy marriage. If, as I'm on the pulpit right now, I take a cane, all right, tie up my fists and I begin to beat myself. What do you call me? Madman. So when a man is beating up the wife, you are beating yourself. So you are a mad man. Because the Bible says two shall become one. I said, but I don't like the woman. The woman is like a mosquito. She's always buzzing, buzzing, buzzing around. Make room for the mosquito. I don't like these in-laws. They are like scorpions. Make room for the scorpions. The devil is in a rage against the woman. Can you raise up your right hand again?
Oh God, Allah!
Deliver our homes. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. What are some of the methods that the enemy uses to attack the home? Misunderstanding,
I saw you,
deceit,
and project
unfaithfulness.
I saw the
spirit of fighting,
and media
quarreling,
our
hatred,
the cholera,
bitterness,
the colo.
These are some of the methods.
I want to know it. I want to know
extended family,
I want a baton,
poverty.
Oshi.
Joblessness.
I miss it.
Lack of progress.
I need the siwaju.
Some people notice. Immediately they get married, everything just turns upside down. The truth, it means that you have a battle to fight. Don't say, when I married you, everything went upside down. No, you have a battle to fight. The devil uses sin, wickedness, ungodliness, to attack the
home.
The devil uses premature death of partner, of children, to attack the home. The devil uses ungodly counseling, evil advice, the devil sometimes infiltrates into the home by possessing children or a party in the home. The other time, a medical doctor and the wife, they brought their three children for deliverance. With tears, they were telling me stories of war. Said he has taken the children to almost 10 places for deliverance. The last place he took them to, when he got home, the girl knelt down. The two boys prostrated. They said, "Daddy, thank you so very much for what you took us today. Because in that place, we're able to double our power." They wrecked the man, all the vehicles gone, everything is upside down. The devil attacks the home through sickness, disease. The devil attacks the home through casting of spells and curses. The devil attacks the home sometimes through fruit of the womb. The devil attacks the home through infiltration by strange women. The idea is to bring the home down. This is why plenty of marriages, plenty of homes need deliverance. The message this man is for is both curative and preventive. If you are not married, you should even pray more than those who are married. When communication has broken down in the home, the home now needs deliverance. When the husband and wife will come to church, they don't sit together. Man is walking on one side of the street, woman is walking on the other side of the street. The home needs deliverance. When this family no longer pray together, they need deliverance. A home of marriage where the in-laws have already taken over. Needs deliverance. Marriages that is retained by money. Needs deliverance. Marriages where there is almost habitual unhappiness. No interest in others' welfare. Lack of confidence. Deliverance is needed. When the marriage where there is mutual aggression, they're always fighting themselves. Needs deliverance. The neglected marriage. No time for each other. His first coming, his deliverance. The marriage of actors and actresses.
And
both partners are pretending as if things are right, but there is private fighting, cursing, and quarreling predominates in that marriage. The marriage of abusive husband and stubborn wife, they need deliverance. The marriage of, well, my husband has a girlfriend, so me, I will go and get a boyfriend. It is deliverance. Any marriage that is contracted, but before that marriage, they were having sex before that marriage, even in fornication, you need deliverance now because you've laid a very bad foundation. When you're already married to a satanic agent, then you need serious deliverance. That person needs, you need to pray some serious deliverance first on
our own.
If the reason you are married to a person is because of accidental pregnancy, you need plenty of prayer. The foundation is wrong. If you're into a marriage now, no dowry, no engagement, nothing, you just move into the house, you don't have a husband, you're a stony wife. And if you're a Christian, your marriage as a Christian is not complete until a man of God stands there to bless. A man of God stands in the position of a priest and blesses the marriage. That's your engagement diary you have done. It does not complete your marriage as a child of God. You need somebody to stand as God and bless you. If you didn't do that one, then you are not married yet. As a Christian, if you are an unbeliever, of course, no. Unbeliever can do anything they want to do. The kind of marriages they do abroad now, in order to collect residence documents, it needs deliverance. It's not marriage. The foundation is wrong. A marriage that was done and the day they were bringing to your husband's house, they were pouring some water on your leg. You don't know where the water is coming from. It needs deliverance. When you marry, you marry generations. And a family tree on both sides. Meaning the marriage has brought together bondages from two sides. And when you got married, everything just went haywire. Deliverance is needed. Because what you've done, you've joined two bondages together into one land. So the battle will increase, obviously. Any marriage where they've done constant abortion means deliverance. Any marriage that is forced, they force you into it, deliverance is needed. A lot of people need to pray some serious prayers to block the holes that the enemy has used to enter into the home. What do we do today? This is why we're here to pray. The first thing to do is to ensure that you are born again. He said, what does that mean? Yes, and plenty of people who come to church are not born again. If you are born again, there are things you cannot do. I shared with you here before. I went to greet a couple in those days when I had plenty of time. Oh, the woman was so happy to see me. I said, Dr. La, welcome. What a privilege to have you here. What do you want to drink? But I noticed that the woman talking to me, the whole of her hair and face was wet. Instead of her to say, man of God, help me. This man has just flushed my head in the toilet. The man held her neck, pushed her head into the toilet. That's your bad head. I brought bad luck to this house. I'm going to flush it back. And he flushed the thing. That was why her hair and face was wet. But they were smiling. The privilege to have you here. The man is not born. The second thing on this one, acknowledge all known sins. Maybe you are here now, a wicked husband or a wicked wife. You need to confess all those nonsense. Because if you don't, it will give room to the enemy to keep attacking you. Number three, you need to engage in a sincere heart cry for deliverance. Four, you need to pray foundational deliverance prayers for your marriage if you didn't start it well. Once you are married, you are already married. God, you just have to pray that God will help you. But if you are not married yet, of course, unfortunately, you can still pray. I want you to understand where you are going, so that confusion will not reign in anybody's life. A lot of brothers are confused. You can lay a proper foundation now. As a pastor in this ministry, when I was sitting on my own, and he brought this woman and said, this is the will of God for my life. I said, I see. How are you? You need a great idea. So why did you school? Mention one top school in England. Said, I have a master's in law. Pastor, where did you school? Mention one downtown secondary school somewhere that I don't even remember the name. Sir, you want to marry this woman? Father, for it? Sir, yes, sir. Okay. And as far as I'm concerned, if you present someone and say, God said I should marry the person. When you have said God said, go ahead. But if God did not say, you get into trouble later. The only time I will talk is when I say that you want to enter into lions, then you will not come out. And all I will say is I go and pray again. Anyway, after some time, this lady came back to me. I said, Joe, I'm going to sue one of your pastors for defamation of character. So what did he do?
Thank you.
He called me a witch. He said, I brought the pastor. Pastor, did you call her a witch? But you came and said, this is your wife. Why is she not a witch? Pastor could not talk. He says, I'm going to sue him for defamation of character. I turned to Pastor. Pastor, what is the meaning of defamation of character? No, this is the truth. He didn't know. So I said, no, don't sue, you don't do that. Only condition, under which I will not do it. If you pray for me and I find somebody else to marry, I said, okay, fine. We started praying. He married somebody else. We need to clear all this confusion that is so rampant these days. If it's on the basis of marriage, you begin to hear God the way you are hearing my voice like this, work it. And those of you who come and say, I dreamt. You will not marry a person in the dream. You are going to marry somebody physically. Make Christ the Lord of your home. And let your family altar be on fire. This morning, we have prayers to pray. Who's preventive and corrective? If you ever pray any prayer aggressively, this is the prayer to pray more aggressively than any other prayer.
If you
pray this kind of prayer, your voice goes away and Jesus becomes the Lord of your home. You have done a great thing for your life this morning. One man of God has said there is nothing like delinquent children. What will have a delinquent parents? Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. In case you are even here with your wife, and you quarreled and quarreled till you got here. You are still quarreling now. If you don't want to be a child of perdition, you better talk to her now and settle it before we start praying. Settle it now before we go to this kind of prayers and decide that you won't allow the enemy space to operate anymore. If he or she is not here, set it when you get home. Or if at this service you say, I wish my husband was here to hear this, I wish my wife, you know, it's you that you should hear first. All eyes closed. Every power assigned against the joy of my home. Is that the loudest you can shout? In the name of Jesus. There is somebody who needs to pray this prayer with body and mind. And somebody who needs to declare this. In Jesus' name we pray. strengthens those doctors have been saying to you. Which is affecting your marriage. This is a morning if you pray hard that they cannot be cancelled. Because of attack against your home. Can we shout this again loud and clear? Every curse issued against my family.
You are
In the name of Open your mouth and pray the second time. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the third time. In Jesus' name we pray. The first time I pray, deal with it.
No good thing.
Today is today.
Onilo nige.
Jesus, then we pray.
Yes,
this is number 5. Open your mouth. That's right. In Jesus, then we pray. Number 6. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus.
Now begin to bless your own life with all kinds of blessings.
Why ye ma fi oniruru iboko, oniruru isure ma sure fun ayin. Nipa inu yin.
Bless your life with all kinds of blessings.
E sure fun aye yin pelu orisirisi iboko.